Om Vishnu Parapara Mahamsa Paribraja Gacharya Shriman Abhayacharan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Purple. Purple. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains in this verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita with this speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. No one can understand Krishna or how he came from his parents in a four-handed form and at once changed himself into a two-handed form. These things are very difficult to understand by the study of the Vedas or by philosophical speculation. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that no one can see him or enter into understanding these matters. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from Vedic literatures in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, and if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the authoritative literatures. One can perform penance in accordance with those principles. For example, one can undergo severe penances. One may observe fasting on Janmashtami, the day of which Krishna appeared, or on the 2 days of Ekadasi. And as far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to devotees who are engaged in his devotional service to spread the Krishna conscious philosophy or Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world. And if one worships as prescribed in the temple, that is a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential. This is confirmed in the Vedic literatures, the Svetasvara Upanishad. Tishadevi parabhakti chatadevi tathagaro tashayti kathita hi arataha parakshanti mahatmanaha. That one who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master, in whom he has similar unflinching faith, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. One cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. For one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible even to begin to understand Krishna. The word tu is specifically used here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna. Om Ajnana Smirandasya Niranjanan Salakya Takshurumintanin Kusmai Sivyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garatha Shivasani Gaur Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is directly telling Arjuna that only by undivided service can I be understood as I am, standing before you. So this word ananya, ananya, Prabhupada's translate, or he's in the translation, it means undivided, undivided devotional service. In the word for word, he's translated as without being mixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. So Rupa Goswami has also stated the same thing, that pure devotional service to Krishna has to be unmixed with any kind of karma or yoga. So now the question may come up, well, Krishna's been speaking so much gyan. Krishna's previously been speaking so much gyan, so much karma. Verses, this karma yoga chapter, there's a gyan yoga chapter. Now he's saying, I can't be known by gyan or by karma. So why did Krishna bother to speak these things anyway, if you can't be known by them? And it actually appears by jnana and karma you can know Krishna. Because Krishna says, Bhavanam Jaman, after many, many births of being a jnani, then one comes to understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he surrenders unto me. So it appears through jnana you can come to the point of surrendering to Krishna. And in karma yoga, then Krishna says, what is it? All that you offer to me, give away. Yat Paroshi, Yat Asi, Yat Paroshi. That everything you do, do as an offering to me. Everything, all these karma you do, do it as an offering to me. Is Krishna saying that? So it appears that you can know through Krishna through bhakti or jnana. But here Krishna is saying that I can only be understood by undivided devotional service, unmixed. And also in the 18th chapter, in the 55th verse, Krishna again saying more or less the same thing. Bhakti mama vijananti, yavancha chasmi patata. That by bhakti alone, a person can know me as I am, by bhakti alone. So, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur gives some explanation on this point that he's saying, what kind of bhakti is it that even the jnani comes to understand Krishna? Yeah, because Krishna says, I'm only known by bhakti. And what is Krishna? Krishna says, Brahmaniti, Paramatmi, Bhagavaniti. You can know me as these three. So the jnani wants to understand Krishna in the form of Brahman. So what? How can this knowledge even achieve Krishna in the form of Brahman?
So Bhagavan ki jnani madhyame je puja jara ta ki rokom? Jemon Bhagavan ki Bhagavad Gita byakha kore bolchen, Bhagavan byakha korchen je Brahmaniti, Paramatmaniti, Bhagavan shabdate. Ebong ei jnani ra Bhagavan er brahma sattar upolobdhi korte paren, ta kibhabe korte paren?
And he says that because Krishna is saying, I'm only known by pure bhakti, then it's that bhakti which functions after the cessation of
jnana.
He says that because Krishna is beyond Maya, and Vidya or knowledge is also a part of Maya. Krishna is beyond Maya, and Vidya is also a part of Maya.
Vidya is also part.
Yes, knowledge is also a part of Maya.
Krishna hocche Maya mudde, ebong bigyan eta hocche Maya er ongsho.
So how can you be known by knowledge or Vidya, which is a part of Maya?
Jeti hocche Maya er ekta ongsho, somoto gyan, tar madhye kibhabe Krishna ke bojha jabe?
So then, he raised an objection. No, because in the different shas, Narada Pancharatri says that Shankar Yoga, Shankya Yoga, Vairagya, Tapas, and Bhakti are all considered knowledge. So Bhakti is included in knowledge according to the revealed scriptures also.
ইত্যাদি এগুলো হচ্ছে ভক্তির অঙ্গ এবং এগুলো জ্ঞানের চর্চায় আছে.
And he explains that actually this means that it's just a small portion of the Haladini Shakti of Bhakti that enters into Vidya and it gives the results of Vidya.
তার মানে ভগবানের লাভ শক্তির একটি কণা অংশ এই বিদ্যার মাধ্যমে প্রবেশ করে, বিদ্যাতে প্রবেশ করে এবং সেখান থেকে জ্ঞান দেয়.
And just the same, a little bit of that Aladini Shakti enters into the karma yogi to get the results of karma, otherwise you can't get the result.
সেই ছোট্ট একটি অংশ Aladini Shakti যখন কর্মযোগীর কর্মের মধ্যে প্রবেশ করে তখন সেখান থেকে তিনি তার ফল প্রাপ্ত হতে পারেন.
And he says this can be said because there are many, many statements stating that karma and jnana and yoga and all the other processes are just so much useless labor without bhakti.
তো আরো বলা যেতে পারে যে ভক্তিযুক্ত না হয়ে তথাকথিত কর্ম এবং জ্ঞান এগুলো কেবলমাত্র পরিশ্রম দেয়. হয়ে থাকে।
শিবাদা মাতা কি So he's saying there's two types of knowledge, two types of knowledge. There's the knowledge which comes from Shaktagun. We cultivate knowledge, we want to cultivate knowledge in Shaktagun. But what is Shaktagun? It's simply another production of Krishna's Maya. So how can you understand Krishna with knowledge of Satyagun? Because it's a part of mind. But there's another type of knowledge which actually comes from bhakti. So one has to give up the knowledge coming from Satyagun with the knowledge that comes from bhakti. Then you can attain the result. You can attain bhakti. The jnani, his process is knowledge. By cultivating knowledge, I'll understand the Supreme. So he practices so many studies and tapasyas and austerities to attain that knowledge. His goal is to understand Brahman. But he comes to a point where he's realizing that by my knowledge, by my austerity, by my study, I'm not going to not understand Brahman. Because Brahman is a doksaja, it's beyond the mind, which I'm using to understand it. So how can I perceive it? But my practice of knowledge is perfect, my sadhana is perfect, everything is perfect, but I still cannot reach it, it's beyond the sense perception. Therefore, my Lord, I'm completely dependent on you, I surrender to you, I completely depend on you to reveal to me, because I can't, by my own endeavor, I cannot reach you. You kindly reveal yourself to me. And because he surrenders, oh my Lord, I can't by myself, I cannot do it, I'm dependent on you. Because of that surrender, Atmani negative, it's one of the angas of bhakti. Because of that little bit of bhakti, okay, then Krishna says, okay. A little bit of bhakti there, okay, I'll give you the result of your gyan, because you deserve it, of course. Okay, I'll give you the result. It's like in the Vidyanaga in Navadvip, one of the islands, Vitudvip, there is a place called Vidyanaga. All knowledge comes from that. All knowledge was created there. Actually, when there is a playa, the whole universe is flooded, or partial devastation of the universe. Matsya comes and saves the Vedas on the fish, into the fish incarnation. He saves the Vedas. And because Navadvip doesn't get inundated with the flood waters, it floats like a lotus on the devastation waters. It doesn't get affected by this. Therefore, Matsya, he sees the land, or Navadvip, he swims over, he puts the Vedas in Navadvip to save them. Therefore, everybody comes here, all the great sages, they all come to Navadvip, Vidyanagara, to study all the different branches of knowledge. All the rishis, all the sages. Jaimini, to study the Brahmamansa philosophers, Kanada, all those six different philosophers, they come here to study the Vedas. Veda Vyas comes here to study the Vedas. So, Jiva Goswami is asking Nityananda Prabhu in the Navadvipa Mahatmya. He said, if Gyan and Karma are inauspicious, why do they have a place in Navadvipa, which is the home of bhakti?
Jiva Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu in the Navadvipa Mahatmya, jadi Gyan and Karma, Madhavdev bhakti,
and Nanda Prabhu said no, he said karma and jnana are actually never inauspicious. Only when they are misrepresented by different persons do they become inauspicious. But actually karma and jnana, they're there, they simply to reveal the high position of bhakti.
So karma and jnana madhyame ekam bhakti kacha aste pare.
That is the actual purpose of jnana and karma, simply to show the high position of bhakti. So although Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga, jnana yoga, it's actually to show the high position of bhakti. Therefore Krishna comes to these conclusions for the karmi, yad kuroshi, yad asi. You're doing your karma. Okay, do it for me and it becomes bhakti. When your karma is only done for my satisfaction, then it's bhakti. And the jnani, what is bahunam, after you thousands and thousands of birth of looking, searching with knowledge for the absolute, you come to the point of understanding me, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna says, you surrender to me, bring you to the purpose is to bring you to bhakti, that is jnana. And yoga, Krishna is teaching a whole chapter on yoga, how to control mind, control senses, etc., etc.
Je mon kinna karan kara jaye, indriya karan kara jaye,
And what conclusion does he bring Arjuna to in yoga chapters?
What
is it? Yogi Mamati?
Sarvesa Madhyatena Antaratmana Satyamantra Devam
Sadayana. Of all the yogis, the greatest yogi is one who always abides in me, is thinking in me. He's the greatest of all yogis. The yogi who comes to the point of being absorbed in Krishna. So that is the yoga, the whole yoga process, to bring you also to the point of simply bhakti, abiding in Krishna. So all these parts of karma, jnana, yoga, they're all meant to bring one to the purpose and see the high position of bhakti and surrender to Krishna. And if one doesn't come to this point of understanding bhakti, then Prabhupada said, must be madman. So, and actually, so many Gitas and professors of Gitas teaching, they say, no, Krishna is speaking Karma Yoga, or just Krishna is speaking Jnana Yoga, Krishna is speaking Ashtanga Yoga, this is the what he speaks. Prabhupada said they're all madmen because they don't come to the point of bhakti.
So, Bhagavad Gita, অনেক শিক্ষক আছেন, অনেক টিকাকার লেখককার রয়েছেন, যারা বলে ভগবদ গীতাতে কৃষ্ণ ভগবানের কথা বলছে, জ্ঞান যুগের কথা বলছে, তার ভক্তিতে আসে না, তার ভক্তিতে আসতে পারে না, তারা প্রভাব বলছে এরা আছে এবং একদম পারে না.
And not strong words, they're not really strong words, because Krishna here directly is saying, my dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only by undivided devotion. So Krishna is saying, he is the object of their realization. He is saying, I can only be understood by bhakti. They're saying, Krishna's teaching karma, Krishna's preaching jnana. Therefore they are madmen, because Krishna is saying directly, I can only be understood by bhakti. They must be mad. Why not jnana tu anaya shakya or karma tu anaya shakya? He's not saying that, he's saying bhakti tu anaya shakya. And in the purple, Prabhupada said, there are so many rules and regulations. And if at all one wants to understand Krishna, he must follow all the regulative principles prescribed in the authoritative scriptures. So again, we make question here. Krishna can't be known by jnana, he can't be known by yoga. How can Krishna also be known by rules and regulations? They're also part of vidya.
তো এখানে একজন প্রশ্ন করতে পারে, কৃষ্ণ যদি জ্ঞান অনুভব বোঝা না যাবে, তাহলে এই যে সমস্ত নিয়ম কানুন এগুলো বৃদ্ধি হওয়ার অবশ্য এর মাধ্যমে সঙ্গে কি করে বুঝে যাবে?
And the answer is Krishna cannot also be known by rules of regulations. He said this just in the previous verse. Naham Vedya, I can't be known by the Vedas. Na Tapasya, I cannot be known by Tapasya. Na Danina, not by charity. Na Sajiyaya means not by worship. It's so many rules and regulations in worship. But Krishna is saying, na, I cannot be known by all these things. But Prabhupada is saying actually for beginners, then actually it's essential that you do offer, do follow all these rules and regulations and do worship the deity, etc. And then he quotes Shashadevi Parabhakti, that one who has unflinching devotion and faith in the spiritual master and the supreme lord, to him all the imports of the Shastra are revealed.
তারপর তিনি এই শ্বেতাশ্বর উপনিষদের কোট দিয়ে বলছেন যে যিনি ভগবানের প্রতি যে রকম গুরুদেবের প্রতি সেই রকম ভক্তি সম্পন্ন হন, তিনি সমস্ত বৈদিক শাস্ত্রের সারা বিশাল বস্তু উপলব্ধ করতে পারেন।
Prabhupada worded it very nicely here. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master in whom he has similar unflinching faith. Very nice.
তিনি বলছেন যে যিনি ভগবানের প্রতি অপ্রতা ভক্তি সম্পন্ন এবং তাকে তিনি অবশ্যই গুরুদের প্রতি সেরকম অপ্রতা ভক্তি সম্পন্ন হন, তাহলে তিনি ভগবানকে দর্শন করতে পারেন।
Yes, all the import of the Shastra is revealed to him. What is the import of the Shastra? Krishna says, only, or throughout the Vedas, it is me, Krishna saying, it is me who is to be understood. I am to be known throughout the Vedas. Therefore, the import of the Shastra is Krishna. The Vedas are there to reveal Krishna. That is what it's revealing.
Some of the Vedas are the Sarki, and one works in the Vedas, the Sarvaya, and the Vedas. মানে বেদ থেকে ভগবানকে জানা যাবে, এটি হচ্ছে সাত, মানে এর মাধ্যমে ভগবানকেই জানা যাবে।
ভগবান সিং দেব কি But Krishna is saying, I can't be known through the Vedas. I cannot be known through Veda, he said.
আবার তিনি বলছেন যে আমি বেদ অধ্যয়নের মাধ্যমে আমাকে জানা যাবে না।
হ্যাঁ, নাহম বেদিয়া, I cannot be known by study of the Vedas.
তুমি বলছো যে না আহম বেদই বেদ অধ্যয়নের মাধ্যমে আমাকে জানা যাবে না।
But Yashadevi Parabhaktiya, that one who has implicit faith in Krishna and Krishna's devotee and follows his instruction, then because Krishna sees that he is following his devotee's instruction on the path of bhakti, Krishna reveals himself, not by the study of the Vedas, but by following the orders of the spiritual master and Krishna. Following all the rules and regulations, Krishna gives the revelation himself. Sri Sri Radha Madhav Ki.
যখন কেউ কৃষ্ণ বা কৃষ্ণের প্রতিনিধির প্রতি ভক্তি নিবেদন করেন, অর্থাৎ তার কথার প্রতি তার বিশ্বাস থাকে, সেই সাথে তিনি যখন বেদ অধ্যয়ন করেন, তখন ভগবান দেখেন যে না, এর বিশ্বাস আছে আমার ভক্তের প্রতি, আমার প্রতি এই ভাবে অর্জন করছে, তখন এ সমস্ত কিছু ভগবান তার কাছে প্রকাশ করেন।
Just like we have four rules, no illicit sex, no gambling, intoxication, meeting, but there's so many pious people in Gujarat, whole life they didn't do any of these four things. How is it spiritual? There's so many pious people are doing these. Why is it spiritual or
transcendental? কিন্তু এই যে চারটি নিয়ম পালন করে যে তাকে দিব্য বলে বলা হচ্ছে, কিসের জন্য দিব্য বলা হচ্ছে? আমরা যেটা পালন করে থাকি,
I said Gujarat because there's not so many pious people in Bengal, but they all eat fish in Bengal. But in Gujarat there's not so many rivers, so there's only so much fish.
আমি গুজরাটের কথা বললাম, বাংলাতে অনেক আছে পুণ্য ব্যক্তি যারা হয়তো মাছ খায়, অনেক নদী আছে তো এখানে মাছ খায়, কিন্তু গুজরাটের কাছে নদী নেই সেখানে তো মাছ খায় না।
Anyway, it appears like, you know, pious people also do. Why is it a spiritual thing that we have to follow these things? You know, Prabhupada comes from Golok and says, no fish eating, no meat eating, no Indian succession. But the mundane people are doing that also. I mean, Dharmic people are doing that also. They're supposed to be doing that.
কিন্তু যারা ধার্মিক আছে ধার্মিক লোকেরা এটাও পাপ করে, এটা করা কর্তব্য।
Now the idea is because it's coming from the mouth of the pure devotee, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka Chiteti Kore Ayaka, then it takes on its transcendence. And because we follow that, it means we are surrendering to Krishna's devotee. Even if it seems like a mundane activity. But it's an act of surrendering. We're listening, we're becoming submissive from the lips of the pure devotee, and we're actually surrendering to the pure devotee. Krishna sees that, okay. He will reveal everything.
যেহেতু গুরুদেবের মুখ থেকে বেরিয়ে এসে গুরু মুখ পদ্মবাক্য সৃষ্টি করিয়া হয়েছে আরোনা করিয়া মনে আসে, গুরুদেব যেটি বলেছে ওইটাই করছে। যেহেতু এই কথাটি গুরুদেবের শ্রীমুখ থেকে বেরিয়ে এসছে, তাহলে তার মধ্যে একটি দিব্য শক্তি রয়েছে। এই দিব্য শক্তির প্রভাবে যখন হচ্ছে এইগুলো পালন করতে থাকে, ভগবান দেখে তার মধ্যে যখন এরকম একটি দৃঢ়তা আছে, সেই দৃঢ়তার জন্য ভগবান তাকে সবকিছু তার কাছে প্রকাশ করে।
So we follow all these rules and regulations, which you can't know Krishna by, but because Krishna sees, oh yes, they are following the words of the pure devotee. This is the sign of their love for me and Guru. Therefore, I will reveal to them by my mercy.
যে এই সমস্ত বাক্যদের অচলা শ্রদ্ধা গুরুদেবের প্রতি এবং গুরুদেবের বাক্যের প্রতি রয়েছে, এদেরকে আমার কাছে আমার সবুজ প্রকাশ করতে হবে, এই জন্য কৃষ্ণ আমাদের
সবুজ প্রকাশ। So Krishna cannot be known by these verses, but out of his kindness he reveals himself to his bhaktas, or his bhakta also reveals Krishna, can be both ways.
এই সমস্ত নীতি নিয়মের মাধ্যমে কৃষ্ণ যদি বোঝা যায় না, কিন্তু কৃষ্ণ যখন দেখেন আমাদের মধ্যে যে নিষ্ঠা, সেটি যখন গুরু বা ভগবানের ভক্তের মুখের বাক্যের প্রতি নিষ্ঠা থাকে, তার মাধ্যমে তিনি আমাদের কাছে প্রকাশ
করেন। বাচ্চি বাচনান্তি means to, it can mean only by bhakti I am known, or only through my bhakta I can be known. Two ways.
যে ভক্তি আমার মধ্যে জানা কি দুভাবে বলা যেতে পারে, কেবলমাত্র ভক্তির মাধ্যমে গ্রহণ করা যেতে পারে, বা আমার ভক্তের মাধ্যমে আমাকে জানা যেতে পারে।
So by following all these rules and regulations, then Krishna sees, see how they are surrendering to my devotee. Therefore, he showers his blessings on them.
যেভাবে কৃষ্ণ এই সমস্ত নীতি নিয়ম পালন করার মাধ্যমে কৃষ্ণ দেখেন যে দেখো কিভাবে ওরা আমার ভক্তের কাছে সনাতন আছে,
শ্রীমা ভগবদ গীতা কি শ্রী প্রভাত কি শ্যাম বেদ ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি গীতায় গো প্রেমানন্দী হরে কৃষ্ণ থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ এনি কমেন্ট অর কোয়েশ্চন দিস ইজ নো প্রসাদম
Just a clarification question. As you indicated, Sakya Yoga is higher. So, could you please elaborate on that switch? At which point does it become confused with the Asanisha?
প্রশ্নটি কথা করছেন যে আপনি বললেন সপ্তমটা হচ্ছে মায়ার দৃষ্টি বিশেষ। অতএব কোন সময়ে এই সপ্তগুণের যে একজন প্রতিপত্তি ভগবানের আরাধনা করছে তার প্রতি আমাদের শক্তির আদেশ আসবে, যার মাধ্যমে সেই ভক্তিটি শুদ্ধ সত্যকে প্রকাশ রূপান্তরিত হবে।
When does the switch come? the switch comes when we learn to give up the process of knowledge. When we learn to give up the process of knowledge.
এটি এই সেই সময় হয় যখন আমরা শিক্ষা লাভ করি যে জ্ঞান কোন থাকবে আমাদেরকে ত্যাগ করতে হবে, যখন আমাদের মধ্যে সেই ভাবনা তাদের সেই মুহূর্তেই এগিয়ে আসে সম্ভব।
In other words, when we or like in the process of sadhana bhakti, we think we're dependent on this process to get Krishna. By my endeavor, by my practice of sadhana bhakti, I will get Krishna. This is the mood of in sadhana bhakti.
Sadhana bhakti kriti manuvatra kutnati, nama nitsama chastra madhyami, sadhana bhakti anusra madhyami, ana Krishna kulapta.
So when one comes to the point of understanding, actually I'm not going to understand Krishna by sadhana, or by my knowledge.
যখন একজন এরকম একটি স্তরে আসে যেখানে সে বুঝতে পারে আমি সাধনার মাধ্যমে বা আমাদের আমার জ্ঞান প্রসারের মাধ্যমে আমি কৃষ্ণকে বুঝতে পারবো না,
and therefore he gives up the process of knowledge as the means to get Krishna.
তো জ্ঞান প্রসারের মাধ্যমে যে কৃষ্ণকে পাওয়া যাবে এইরকম পন্থাটাকে যখন একজন বর্জন করে,
the জ্ঞান the knowledge is actually simply a tool to remove the ignorance that's in between us and Krishna. The knowledge is simply a tool to remove ignorance.
So if Jnana Nishtake Amalitya Kulamman Kottamekti Ashtra Madhyame Ashtra Madhyame Jnana Madhyame Amalitya Abhidya Kama Jnana Kottamekti.
So that's a function of knowledge, but it can never understand Krishna, that knowledge. It can remove all the ignorance, the Advidya. Vidya can remove Advidya, but it cannot give you Krishna.
এবং এই জ্ঞানের মাধ্যমে আমরা কোন প্রশ্নকে করতে পারবো না, কিন্তু অবিদ্যা নষ্ট করতে পারবো।
So when one understands that, realizes that, then he gives up that process of thinking that by my knowledge, by my prowess of knowledge and by my great hand, I can catch Krishna. You give up that conception.
তো আমাদেরকে এইটা জানার পরে যে এই যে গর্ব থাকে আমার জ্ঞানের মাধ্যমে আমার সাধনার মাধ্যমে আমার চেষ্টার মাধ্যমে আমি পেতে পারবো, এটাকে তখন ত্যাগ করতে হবে।
And then you come to the point I'm completely dependent on you, Krishna. Not on my knowledge, but I'm completely dependent on your mercy.
তখন সম্পূর্ণভাবে কৃষ্ণের কৃপার উপর নির্ভর করতে হবে, কারণ আমার দ্বারা সম্ভব নয় তার পাওয়া।
Then that's anyaya bhakti. The other one was mixed with jnana. Sometimes we get fired up, by my knowledge I'm really going to get Krishna, you know, by everything and by my next round I really think I'm going to, he's just there, I'm going to capture him, no, he's far away. So we give up that conception, we're completely dependent, Krishna is up to you, anyaya, then it's completely up to Krishna. Then that's pure bhakti, that, the knowledge that comes from that bhakti, that reveals Krishna, not the knowledge that comes from vidya, or material knowledge, the knowledge of the mode of goodness.
এইভাবে এটাকে অনন্য ভক্তি বলা আছে, যখন তার ত্যাগ করে কৃষ্ণকে সম্পূর্ণভাবে নিজে চেষ্টা বল প্রতি ভরসা না রেখে করা চেষ্টা অনন্য ভক্তি বলা আছে। এরকম নয় যে কখনো কখনো মনে হয় না আমার মনে হচ্ছে এই একটা আমার লোক করে আমার এইটা হয়ে যাবে, মনে মনে ভিতর থেকে এরকম একটা ইচ্ছা আছে, সেটা সেখানে দেখা যায় কি এই জ্ঞান বা কর্ম কথা বলার নিশ্চিত আছে, তার মাধ্যমে তখন ভগবানকে পাওয়া যাবে। যখন সে অনন্যভাবে ভগবানের কাছে সম্পূর্ণ সোনা হবে, তাকে ভক্তি নিবেদন করা হবে, সেই ভক্তিটি সেই জ্ঞানের মাধ্যমে ভগবানকে পাওয়া যাবে। এরকম নয় যে জ্ঞানটার মাধ্যমে আমি নিজের উপরে ভরসা রাখছি, তার মাধ্যমে যে ভক্তি উদয় হবে সেখানে ভগবান পাওয়া যাবে না, সেটা
Ramanayan translate the Prabhu ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai 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 Jai